Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 11, Beginnings and Endings.
Nearly two decades ago, one company rose from the ashes of a brilliant man's legacy. Now it stands as a luminary in the time of adversity and darkness. Progenics shall wipe away all tears from your eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for soon all former things shall pass away. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
Welcome to WBC Nightfall News. I'm your host, Christopher Douglas, and tonight I have invited a special guest. She's none other than Yvette Hartman, the head of Progenics' public relations. She set aside some time from her busy schedule and returned for another WBC exclusive interview. Good evening, Ms. Hartman.
It's my pleasure, as always, Chris.
It was 2 months ago since our last talk, and I have to say, Progenics has been uncharacteristically quiet about the progress on the cure for influenza. Do you happen to have any breaking news to share with the rest of the world?
Well, I can start with sharing a significant event coming up that has something to do with Progenics history. In 2 weeks, we will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of our company's founding. The tens of thousands of Progenics employees have been working ceaselessly on the next miracle cure. It has been their most strenuous undertaking to date, but they've faced many challenges and setbacks with great determination and perseverance. I want to take this time to personally thank each and every one of them for their endless dedication. There will be a celebration in their honor outside our headquarters in Boston. I invite all to attend.
Knowing the enormity of Progenics' operations and its commitment to purging mankind of its ailments, I can't begin to imagine what you've all gone through to reach the current benchmark in your medical cures. To top it off, the amount of time and budget spent on this project alone must have been astronomical.
It most certainly has. I myself have barely set foot inside my own home within the last 3 weeks. However, when I look back on this in the future, I will know that all my troubles were worth the sacrifices made. I'm sure that all our other employees would agree with me. Progenics' goal has never changed. The founder's vision is still alive. We must put an end to the world's suffering and bring about a healthier, brighter future for all.
And with that said, it brings me to the million-dollar question. Where does Progenics stand now in its progress for the influenza cure? The world is dying to know.
I suppose I can't keep the world waiting any longer, Chris. I am proud to announce that Progenics has forged a breakthrough. An official cure has been created for the H1N1 virus. The only details that I can share at this time is that it was attained in a clinical study using only laboratory mice. After extensive follow-ups to ensure the initial discovery was legitimate, our research teams are now focusing on the other strains of influenza.
Given that the results were on lab animals, is there a chance that the same cure will work on humans?
Yes. I was assured by the research team that this same cure will work on humans, and they have begun utilizing it on clinical trial volunteers. As you well know, the federal government has already approved and cleared Progenics for clinical testings on humans. Only small groups of symptomatic patients with H1N1 will be a part of the beginning trials, until we refine our methods with human DNA. This will ensure that no patients experience any adverse reactions. Once perfected, we can work on making adjustments for other strains.
What sort of time frame are we looking at for an official release to the public, and how does Progenix plan to implement it?
Well, I have been working closely with the CDC and World Health Organization in order to figure out a general timeline for the worldwide release. Unlike the previous cures for polio or lupus, the number of patients suffering from influenza is far greater. It may take months to get it finalized for distribution, and we expect at least a full year before it's available globally.
Will it be similar to a flu vaccine? And more specifically, will the people need to get the cure before every flu season?
As stated in prior interviews, this cure will be far more reliable than a simple vaccine. If all goes accordingly, a human will only need one, possibly two, injections for their immune system to effectively fend off any influenza virus strain. The projected global reduction in the spread of the disease is by 50% within the first and second years. From there, we hope to completely eradicate its existence by the year 2035.
In a matter of less than 5 years, we could see the complete end of influenza?
That is correct. Imagine a world where the elderly, the young, and those with weakened immune systems don't have to live in fear of those spreading the deadly virus. Progenix is here to save the world, one malady at a time, and we'll continue to bring about more cures for the sake of humankind.
Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Hartman. I know you have other engagements to get to.
This is just the beginning of a brave new world. I will do all I can to rid the world of its troubles. It's what the founder dreamed of. And it's what I intend to deliver.
When we come back from the break, I'll be leading a panel discussion with some of the world's most well-known scientists, politicians, and activists to pick apart all that we have just heard and what it could mean for the future. Please stay tuned. Miss Hartman, this was an absolute pleasure.
Spare me your ass-kissing, Chris. I have to take this call. Speak with Taylor about your payment. Oh. Elijah. Just the person I was hoping to talk to.
Miss Hartman, I've been trying to contact you for days. I apologize if I'm interrupting.
Interrupting the work of others seems the only thing you're good at lately. How is Dr. Roberts' research coming along?
He is conducting additional experiments with the other research technicians. Division Zero is yielding positive results.
Very good. It's nice to hear that someone is accomplishing something down there. I'd like you to set up a meeting for me with Jeremiah. I have some things I would like to discuss with him. Alone.
I don't think that would be wise, Miss Hartman. He's been very busy, and I'm sure I could provide any necessary information.
You don't think that is wise? I tire of listening to all your excuses, Elijah. This is the first time there have been real results, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let your jealousy get in the way.
I apologize, Miss Hartman.
This is your final warning, Elijah. You'll do as I tell you and set up my meeting with him. Or perhaps I should find a more suitable replacement. I think you know exactly who I have in mind.
As you can see, variant 12 has also yielded amazing results on G391 and K072. Each has regained full strength, and there are no active signs of the H1N1 virus.
What's the next step?
I want to make sure we have the genetic coding of variant 12 as close to 100% efficacy before we move on to human test subjects.
You actually get service down here?
Oh.
My phone never works.
Cure did a bit of work to enhance my reception. It's not the best, but at least I know when I get a call. Not that I've had time to really answer it. What time is it, anyway?
10:25 a.m.
God, no wonder I'm so exhausted.
What do you mean? The ship just started.
Mine hasn't ended since 9 a.m. yesterday.
Don't you think you should get some rest?
No, that won't be necessary. Go ready another test subject for the next series of experiments.
Jeremiah, I must discuss something with you.
Listen, I'm kind of in the middle of something.
You will not brush me off like some underling. Remember that it is I who showed you the true intentions of Progenix, Jeremiah. You will listen to me now.
I'm sorry.
Listen closely. Cure is not merely designed to aid with medical testing. The system has been scanning your mind and monitoring your brain waves.
Yeah, that seems to be the norm down here. I wouldn't worry. If she ends up giving me some sort of brain cancer, I'll just have to come up with the cure.
This is no time for jests. It is constantly watching you. I am uncertain if it has discovered our conversations yet. Until I regain more of my strength, I can no longer risk speaking with you unless it is of the utmost importance.
So what am I supposed to be doing? I thought you wanted released.
You must continue your work. You have done well in curing my offspring of the terrible diseases that Progenix has subjected them to. I am formulating a plan to free both them and myself. However, I need more time.
No offense, but do you expect me to just drop everything at a moment's notice?
Remember, Jeremiah, I am your only hope for survival. Cross me, and your last moments will be filled with regret and tortuous pain.
Fantastic. Took you long enough. So what did you bring me for my next test subject?
I believe you are done for the day, Dr. Roberts.
Elijah, it's great to see you. We've been working nonstop over the last week. I think you'll love my recent findings. I think we're ahead of schedule.
Your colleague, Dr. Grierson, tells me that you have not slept in over 24 hours.
Who can sleep when there's so much to do? Remember one of our first conversations in the cafeteria over lunch? You basically told me that I had to make sacrifices in order to be successful. You said that if I did all that I could, I would make a real difference in this world. Well, it happened. I finally created a cure.
You mean I created it, Jeremiah?
What do you mean by that? I was the one to create Variant 12 of Serum A.
Yes, you have done much as of late, haven't you? You stumbled upon something far greater than you in your simplistic life. And I was forced to accommodate and change my plans. I was the one who brought you to Division Zero. Maybe I should have terminated you when I had the chance. But I saw something in you. I saw your potential. I never foresaw any of this happening.
Why are you acting this way? We can work together to start eradicating the influenza virus. Isn't that the reason for all of this?
Spare me your pitiful sentiment, Dr. Roberts. I've been toiling within Division Zero for over 10 years. I have given everything. And what happens in return? Some upstart laboratory rat comes and ruins all of my progress. I personally hired you, Jeremiah, and I'll be damned if I see you take all my credit.
Listen, maybe we just need a minute to talk this out. You're probably under a lot of stress right now, and I can completely relate.
Don't patronize me. In case you have forgotten, I am in charge here, not you. Now go get some rest, as I cannot have you falling asleep on the job. I expect you ready by 2000 hours for a mandatory meeting.
Yes, Dr. Watson. Jesus Christ, how many voicemails do I have? can't remember when I last checked my phone.
You have 6 new messages. First message, from September 20th at 5:22 p.m.
Sherryberry? It's Martha. I'm just calling to see what time you'll be home tonight. I wanted to say I'm sorry for blowing up on you about missing dinner with my folks last weekend. I know you're stressed out. Give me a call back, okay? Love you.
Message 2. From September 20th at 7:34 p.m.
It's very late. When are you coming home? I went ahead and had dinner without you, but you can toss the leftovers back in the oven. Give me a ring when you get this. Love you.
Message 3. From September 21st at 6:30 a.m.
Why in the hell didn't you come home last night? I went to bed because I couldn't wait up any longer and expected to wake up next to you. Please, just give me a call or at least send a text. I'm just worried about you. I hate going so long without any word from you. Call me, okay?
Message 4. From September 21st at 1:55 p.m.
It's past lunchtime, and you haven't bothered to call? I'm running on a little sleep. Just now got James down for a nap. I'm so tired of waiting to hear from you when you could at least send me a quick message to let me know that you're alive. We need to talk. Soon.
Message 5. From September 22nd at 12:43 a.m.
It's past midnight. Still haven't heard anything from you in days. What the hell is wrong with you, Jerry? I can't handle this much longer. I called your work before they closed. The secretary at the front desk said your car is still in the parking lot. Call me. Please.
Message 6. From September 23rd at 8:35 a.m.
I don't know what I did to deserve this. But this is the last call you can expect from me. After talking with my folks, they said I could come stay with them until you're ready to work this out. I can't take care of our child all alone. I need someone who will communicate with me and help raise our baby. I think you care more about yourself ever since you got that promotion. You still haven't told me exactly what it is you do for Progenix now. I guess it's better if we just stay separate for a while. I love you, Jerry. I won't play second to your damn job. I know it's important to you. You said you wouldn't let it go between us. Wasn't it supposed to be for me? For our son? For our future? I just don't know you anymore. Goodbye, Jerry.
End of messages.
Initializing Protocol Renatus. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling?
This had better be important news, or you will regret waking me. Stream a status report to me immediately, Kier.
During experimentation on subject designated C479, new researcher Jeremiah Roberts, employee number 247261, unlocked a genetic cure for the H1N1 influenza virus.
You woke me for a measly cure for the flu? Return me to cryostasis at once!
Sir, brain scans indicated highly abnormal changes in the human's brainwave patterns. Scanning is still ongoing, but it appears that he was able to enter the mind and body of his test subject. It is likely that some foreign consciousness may reside within Dr. Roberts.
Very interesting. Anything further to report?
Dr. Roberts has been enhanced in some way and has yet to return to his former state of being. I believe that he may prove useful to finding a solution to your condition. I will continue to monitor him from within Division Zero. Most notably, he has surpassed the work of Dr. Watson within a fraction of his human lifespan.
Keep a close watch. Whatever it is, I want to use it to my advantage. Do not allow the company's progress to be jeopardized. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I have long awaited this moment. Very good, Kier. Now return me to my slumber.
At once.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 11, Beginnings and Endings. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. Additional voice actors for this episode include Viva Becker, Michael Denley, Emily Salzer, Ray Williams, Troy Bozen, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider supporting our Patreon. Visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.